So hello, everybody, and welcome to our ERC Nutrients and Supplements Retreat Day. This is a new one that we added this year just because there was so much need for something like this, and really helping to give you guidance on how to track the nutrients you're taking, but also how to track the nutrients you're consuming. I'm a big fan of getting as much through diet as we possibly can. And it doesn't always work that way, right? The foods are depleted, your body's depleted, you have a lot of interfering factors. And so what I want to help people to determine is, what's the minimum effective dose and number of supplements to take to actually supplement a good diet? And for some of you, it's transitioning to and learning about what's the ideal diet for you. So in that transition, what do we need to do to make sure that you get all your nutrients? We recently did the fasting with food challenge, and I know a bunch of you have participated in that. And people say, well, can I just keep on this diet long-term? And my answer was no. The reason is it's a low number of calories, and that could slow down your metabolism, but more so is that in that low number of calories, very low number of calories, it's hard to get all the nutrients that your body needs. So are there times when somebody is morbidly obese and very sick that we will fast for a long time, or we will do a fasting-like diet for a long time? But for general purposes, that's a great thing to do once a month for 5 days. And then the rest of the time, you're eating a very healthy diet that's either sufficient in calories if you're trying to maintain weight, or lower in calories if you're trying to drop weight, but that supplies all your nutrients. And that's sometimes tricky, is to get all your nutrients in that lower calorie. And that's where sometimes supplements come in, but also knowing enough about the foods to know how to incorporate some of these foods that are really like gangbusters. For example, one of our members added E3 Live. She said, I have all this E3 Live in my freezer, and I bought it years ago. I used it for a little bit, and then I didn't really know why or what it was doing for me. And so she had been doing a chronometer and then added the little thing of E3 Live, and all of her nutrients went up through the roof because of what was contained in that E3 Live. So sometimes the supplement may not be a supplement like vitamin C or E or D or whatever. It may just be a really super powerful food that you can add. Like just Angelica's sitting there drinking green juice, right? Power packed with so much nutrition and not a lot of calories, right? And a lot of our greens, if we don't have a juicer, don't want to juice, there's a lot of ways to get that. So the purpose of today is for me to make you aware of all the resources you have for learning about what's going into your body and tracking your nutrient intake. I'm here to facilitate you, not in this year that we're together or the 2 or 3 or however many you decide to continue with us, but for the rest of your life, right? I want to empower you to be able to take charge and track your stuff so that you are empowered later. Now, not just jump on the latest bandwagon of the latest person out there who has the best marketing techniques on Facebook, because that's usually who gets people to buy stuff, not the ones that have the best information, but the ones who have the best marketing strategy to get you going, I need that. And then you end up with this cabinet full of supplements. You have no idea what they do. You have no idea why you bought them. You just knew that you were in that moment, knew that it was the next best thing for you. How many people have some of that going on? None of you here? Yeah, right? And then you go, well, what is this? So I want to help you to sort through that. Right? Or you got this lab test back and you're reading it and you're going, it says I need this and I need this and I need this. And the danger of doing like an ion test or that NutriVal test right at the beginning before you start to make changes is you're going to get a ton of nutrient deficiencies, right? And you go, okay, now I have to supplement all this. And many, and not all, but many functional medicine doctors who've come from an allopathic approach have said, oh, look at all these nutrient deficiencies. They hand you $500 worth of supplements and send you on your way, right? We're here to instill the best diet and lifestyle habits that encourage the best nutrient status in your body that then encourage you to be as healthy and happy as you can be. Who wants to be as healthy and happy as you can be? who has a goal of being like making, that we're going into a new decade now, right? Who would love to make this decade the healthiest, happiest, and wealthiest ever? Who would like that, right? And wealth just doesn't have to do with money, by the way. You know, your wealth has to do with a lot more than that. And stay tuned, because at the end of December, I'm going to be doing a little thing on the Facebook group again, kind of a get ready for the new year challenge. That's going to be very different from what we just did, but also to engage you every day in activities that are going to help you to make the best decisions in the new year. And it's a lot of, it's mostly motivational type stuff. So we're here today to do nutrients. I want to start with heart math. Okay. Because in order for you to get your nutrients into your cells, you have to digest the foods that contain them. Correct? Right? We have to have good digestion and we have to have good absorption. And those are actually two different things. Digestion, the breakdown of the nutrients, and absorption, taking those broken down nutrients and pulling it into the body. And when you have nutritional deficiencies or imbalances, it could be that you're not getting enough, but it could be that you're getting plenty, but your body's either not breaking it down appropriately or not absorbing it appropriately, right? One of the biggest things that controls how well you digest and absorb is the state you're in when you're eating, correct? The state you're in when you're eating. So are you in a fight-flight mode? You know, you're sitting at your desk, you're taking your beautiful green smoothie and just gobbling it down while you're trying to get a deadline met at work, or eating your food while you're on the run, trying to rush, get all this stuff in. Guys, I don't care what kind of food you eat when you do it that way. You don't get the full benefit of it, right? Because the sympathetic nervous system is engaged. That fight, flight, run away from tigers. And physiologically, by design, it shuts down your digestive system. It shuts the valves between the sections, or opens them initially to let everything out and then shuts them down. So sometimes people, when they're under a lot of stress, they just run to the bathroom and release and then, you know, constipated for days. But the other thing is it shuts down the secretions of the digestive tract, because under stress, we're trying to get all of our resources towards what? Staying alive, staying safe. And digesting food is one of the long-term needs, but not the in-the-moment needs. So we shut that down by design. So I want to make sure that we start this session with the way that you're going to optimize the digestion of your food. And that's all in the beginning of our gut repair program, right? The first section of that. Chew. Like, people go, oh, come on, I paid you all this money to take this course and you're telling me to chew? Like, I know that. Oh, well, yeah, you know that. Are you doing it? Are you really doing it? Like, really watch yourself someday. And you guys are educated and you know, really just stop and just start to eat without paying attention and go, how many times did I just chew that? Like three, right? That doesn't even give your saliva a chance to mix with it. It doesn't give your brain a chance to, you know, the signals from the tongue saying, ah, something's here. So it goes to the brain, which then signals the gut to start the digestive process. It's not there long enough to do that, right? There's a zillion receptors under your tongue for all that. So chewing your food is the first step in making sure, well, it's actually the second step. Let me step back. The second step is actually chewing your food. The first step is readying your nervous system for the process, the sacred process, if you want to call it that. It is a sacred process of taking this food and turning it into this body. Like, that's pretty magical, I think. But we know how it works. And we know that if you're in a sympathetic state, you're not going to digest well. So the very first step is to ready yourself. I grew up in a Catholic family. Every time we sat down to a meal, we said grace, right? We stopped. I can't even remember what it is. Thank you, Lord, for the food we are about to give. You know, bless this food, bless our home, bless our family. Amen. Right? I don't care what religion you come from. If you're atheist, if you have no religion, if you're pagan, Catholic, Christian, whatever, it doesn't matter. The act of giving gratitude before a meal is physiologically sound. It's not just a spiritual thanksgiving piece, giving thanks to the source of this food. It's a piece that helps your body get ready for the food and to digest the food best. So we're going to start with that before each meal. It only has to be 30 seconds or a minute. It really does. We're going to do it a little longer here, but just think about yourself sitting down to a meal. You're about to eat and you stop yourself. You go, wait. That's all it needs to take. Maybe for you, it takes two or three of those, right? Because you maybe haven't practiced. But when you're doing that, you're thinking, ah, that food, it looks beautiful. It smells beautiful. I'm sure it's going to taste beautiful. I'm so grateful to have this food. And if, you know, you have a religious, if you're Allah, God, whoever you may pray to, you say, thank you, God. Thank you, Mother Earth. Thank you, whoever is your special brand of deity, right? So let's do that. And let's just do that and pretend we're about to eat. But let's just do that now to get ourselves ready to accept the information, the food, the intellectual food we're going to have throughout this. And really embrace making this your own. Okay? Everybody ready? Okay. So I like to close my eyes. I like to focus my hands. I put both hands over my heart, or sometimes I put one hand over my heart and one hand over my belly. But lately, the two hands over the heart just feels really good to me. So I put my hands over my heart and just take a long, slow, deep breath, like you're in a yoga class or you're learning meditation. You're going to really inflate your belly, allow your lungs to drop down and fill with air. And as you come to the top of that breath, see if you can hold it for a few seconds. 1, 3, 5, and just hold it. And just allow that oxygen to get into your bloodstream and start to circulate. And then on the out breath, see if you can make the out breath just a little bit longer than the in breath. You see, the in breath involves the sympathetic nervous system. The out breath, the parasympathetic. The parasympathetic is our rest, digest, heal, detox, reproduce, all those functions. So if we're about to eat especially, we want to be able to digest. So take a few of those breaths where you're focusing on the in-breath, then you hold it for a few seconds, and then you let the out-breath, and just breathe a little bit out, a little bit longer than you might feel is totally comfortable. Not just two things. It engages the parasympathetic more thoroughly. But also what it does is it allows you to just release a lot of the trapped air that gets in there from shallow breathing that we tend to do. Just watch yourself throughout the day. If you get stressed, you go into kind of breath. And that shallow breath doesn't allow the stale air from the deoxygenated blood to release. So just take two or three of those and focus on giving thanks. We can pretend that we have this beautiful meal in front of us, or you can give thanks for something special in your life, special place you love to visit, special person in your life, this special meal, special friends, just something that you can just in this moment feel deep appreciation for. And hold that appreciation for like two or three breaths. When you're ready, just come back. Come back and bring that feeling with you, that feeling of gratitude, joy, whatever it might be. Go ahead and type that into the chat and let us share in what you're feeling. Just go ahead and put that in the chat. We already got a lot of stuff in the chat. Yeah. Peaceful peace. For me, it was like just a full body relax. Like I could just immediately, as soon as I do the breath, I feel my neck soften and my shoulders drop and relax. Relax. That's what Simone said. Peaceful, peaceful. Diana and Heather. Everybody else, it helps to share. You know, it helps when we do these calls to really be engaged, fully engaged. Sometimes old habits die hard, right? We've had habits that aren't serving us. Some of us are on pristine diets, but still have this, you know, tiger's chasing me all the time stress response. Some of us have great, you know, meditation and yoga and stress response techniques, but maybe you're eating too fast, or maybe your eating is not quite where you want it to be, or you're not sleeping enough. And our goal with this program is to help you balance all of those pillars of health one by one. Okay, so calm from Lynn Lowe. Yes, finding doing UJ breath takes me there faster. UJ, I don't know what that, oh, that is that a yoga breath? There's a lot of breathing techniques, excuse me. Yeah, find the one that works for you. So you want to do this before your meal. Yeah, you don't have to do it for 2 minutes. Yeah, you don't have to do it with your eyes closed or a hand over your heart if you're in public in a restaurant, but you can still do it. At the family meal or in public, you can just look at the food and just go. And then start your eating, right? And so I'm just going to review the steps that it takes to get the nutrients in. And then we're going to look at some of the resources that you have for evaluating your own nutrients. And then we're going to look at the tracker for helping you to determine, you know, your best sources. So when you put the food in your mouth, so after you've done this appreciation and you put the food in your mouth, the chewing, which we started with, that's step two, right? We have to chew it and stay present with it. Stay present with it. Yeah, a lot of times we're in restaurants or at family dinners and there's conversation going on. But at least chew, swallow, and then converse, right? I have this bad habit of somebody asks me a question, I got a mouthful of food, and trying to talk to them while I'm chewing my food. Number one, it's not polite. Number two, it can be gross. And number three, it's not good for me. So if somebody asks you a question, you've got a mouthful of food, you can easily go like this very gently. A second. Finish chewing and go, great question. Let me, you know, address that, right? Right? We can listen while we're chewing, but we shouldn't be talking while we're chewing. And the other thing is to tune in as you're eating. And this is good to do, you know, at alone. It's not great to practice it while you're with people because it's hard, is to actually stop between bites and allow it to land. Allow the pleasure, which only happens here in your mouth, to really land with you. Like, think about it. If you have this much food and you eat it really fast, the pleasure is sure, excuse me. I have to sneeze, but it only started to come out. I may have to do that again. You know, you get a sneeze and it comes halfway out and it's about to come and it didn't come. So, what was I saying? Oh, about allowing. You only taste it when it's in your mouth. Right? So you don't need more food to increase the pleasure of the food. You just need to slow down, take smaller bites, and enjoy the sensation on your tongue, and then take the next bite. Why take the next bite when you're still experiencing the sensation from the first? Allow that to really land. You go, and then take your next bite, right? Even if you just focus on having more pleasure with your food. We all want more pleasure. Who does not want more pleasure? Anybody? You don't want more pleasure? You're over the top with pleasure? That's the first time anybody, okay. We all want to, you know, we're here to experience joy. Everything we do is about experiencing joy. Our relationships, you know, making great food, feeling great in the body, you know, having energy to pursue what we want to do. You know, it's not decadent or hedonistic to want to experience great joy in your life. And so how do you make each moment more joyful? And how do you make eating more joyful is to slow down. And I'm telling you this, I need to learn this lesson. Because I'm much better than I was because I watch at family meals and everybody else is finished and I'm still eating. So it's gotten way, way better because I used to be the first one finished, right? So it's also then focusing on the pleasure. Wow. And then when that pleasure is gone, then take the next bite, right? Then take the next bite. So really extend it. I mean, unless you're in, you know, you've got a limited time and you've got to get your food in, then you can, you don't have to slow it down quite that much, but that's when we get the pleasure. So slow down between bites, even put your fork down, right? We don't have to sit there. I watch my husband eat. He's like the worst. He sits there and it's like this. It's like it's some sort of shovel and he just shovels it in and he barely chews it and then swallows it. And one of my sons has gotten that habit as well. And I watch them eat and I'm like, you know, thinking about what's going on in their digestive tracts and how well are they actually absorbing those nutrients, right? So slow it down. Okay. The other thing is what we need is to really be aware of what we're eating, right? And I am really a big fan right now of using an app to do that. Used to be in the olden days, it was hard to do. You had to get on your computer. You had to type everything you ate. And, you know, it took time and you have to write it down because you're not at your computer all day long. And now you got all these apps and most everybody has a smartphone and these apps are on the phones and they're free, right? And they have paid versions that are nominal. My favorite right now is Chronometer. I really like the way it works. I did all my recipe plans for the fasting with food in there and it was really good for me. So you can have it on your phone and then when you sit down to eat, boom. My son really brought this home for me last Christmas when he was home for the holidays. He was really focusing on getting his right macros. He's weightlifting and getting his right nutrients. And he, at the end of the day, go, oh, I still have 400 more calories, right? Or whoops, I'm only, you know, 50 calories away from my goal for the day. So he was doing it. And, you know, he's 25 years old. I mean, he's not like one of us who's, you know, maybe has maybe more patience or maybe more health issues that we want to resolve. He's just going, and it just took him literally no time. He'd sit down, he'd eat, he'd go, and be done. They said, what app are you using? So he's using MyFitnessPal. I haven't actually, I tried it a little bit and I, you know, I didn't catch on, but this new version of the Chronometer on the phone is so easy to use. And the beauty of it is you can put in your ketones and your blood pressure and your blood sugar and your weight and anything else that you're wanting. And I've been looking for something where I could keep track of all of that in one place. I had a separate Excel sheet that I was doing that with when I was, you know, whenever I do a fast or, you know, reintroduction. So I really encourage you to at least get the free version. The up, the $35 a year version actually has all the other stuff, like where you can track glucose and ketones and all that kind of stuff. So I encourage you to have some way that you're tracking. What you measure gets managed. Okay. What you measure gets managed. And what I found is when I was doing, you know, when I first started to develop Sweet Spot and I started tracking my own stuff and I was really conscientious of what I ate and I was testing all the time. And then I would suddenly like go away for a weekend or it was Christmas or whatever and stop tracking. And I suddenly found that I was inching up in some of the not so good stuff, you know, for me is like raw chocolate with cordyceps in it. It's not so bad, but it was replacing some of the green stuff and some of the veggie stuff that I was doing. And I was finding that my blood sugar would creep up. If I periodically test it, I go, whoa. But when I was testing it all the time, I was able to keep it in track, right? So I found that what you measure gets managed. And you don't have to do this every day for the rest of your life, but just commit to doing it for a couple of weeks. Get an idea of your trends and then looking at the nutrients. And I'm going to show you what some of that looks like in terms of the reports to see how are you doing with your micronutrients, right? Because if you're consistently low in zinc or calcium or vitamin B6, not just one day here and then you have another day where you're plenty. But if you're consistently low, then that's something that needs to be addressed, right? We need to add the right foods to that to you or get a supplement in the meantime while you're learning to add those foods. And it gets a little tricky when you have like specific intolerances to foods that are high in certain nutrients. And then we have to look at supplementation. So I want you to be doing smart supplementation, not just random supplementation. Oh, vitamin A is good for X. Vitamin D is good for X. Why? There are times, like if you have been exposed to somebody with a flu or a cold and you feel like you're starting to get or you're susceptible, if you're starting to get the symptoms, there are super mega dose vitamins that you can take to curtail that right away, right? And yeah, so what's worse? Taking 100,000 IUs of vitamin A for 3 to 5 days, Do not take that longer than 3 to 5 days. It can be toxic to your liver, but it's not going to be toxic to your liver unless your liver is already overloaded with vitamin A to do that. And it can knock out viruses within 3 days. They've done testing with hepatitis, with EBV, with cytomegalovirus, with a lot of the big viral things and very high doses, along with vitamin C, high dose vitamin C. They were doing in the studies doing IVs, but liposomal at 10 grams a day, expensive, $10 a day for 3 to 5 days at least, gives you some of the effects of IV with a lot less money. So if it's $10 a day, how much does it cost to go in to get an IV, right? Probably $150. So it's still cheaper than getting an IV. And most IVs are not going to be covered by IV vitamin C is not going to be covered by any insurance policies that I know of. If you know of one, let's all share, because that's the kind of policy you want to be involved in, right? And then vitamin D in people who are low, right? If you've got high levels of vitamin D, not a big deal. But in people who are low, there were studies done when the swine flu was a biggie, that if you go with, I think it's like 90% of your body weight in IUs of vitamin D, right? I just go with, okay, I'm just going to do 100, right? 100 IUs for 3 days again, because again, it's fat soluble. Your numbers will bump way up and you'll help your immune system to fight off whatever you're fighting. This stuff works. It works. I've seen it happen over and over and over again. So these are times when super physiologic doses of vitamins are important. Zinc, again, you start to feel a little tickle in your throat. If you have a zinc lozenge, you take that zinc lozenge every couple of 3 hours, and then, or gargle with a liquid zinc and then swallow. And that's going to help you to curtail an acute illness coming on. And the best thing to do is to catch it right at the beginning. Some people wait and then they're like, you know, and then you're trying to fight it. This is to fight it off before it takes hold of you. And it works. Every time I feel anything coming on, I do these things. And usually by the end of the day, I'm fine. You know, maybe it's 2 days or 3 days, but it never goes beyond that little tickle. Okay. So that's using nutrients therapeutically. What we want to do today is really focus on what you guys are taking and get you guys, you know, really comfortable with tracking, using an app to track what you're eating, knowing where to find the sources of foods that you want to add to your diet that have those things in it. And I'll show you on our site where you can find those. And then tracking them in your master tracker. We created that tracking document, that supplement sheet, to help us to make sense of what you're telling us, but to help you to keep track over time. Because you may find that brand X of vitamin C at 1,000 milligrams does not work anywhere near the same as brand Y, right? Who's ever found that to be the case? You switch brands and suddenly it works better, right? It may be an excipient in there. It may be something that disagrees with you. It may be the form, you know, it's a citrate, a malate, a gluconate, whatever those forms are. And the only way you're really going to know which one's best for you is trial and error. I can give you a few guidelines, like don't take mag citrate if you have diarrhea. It's going to make it worse. You know, if you need magnesium, you're going to take like a gluconate or glycinate or something. And same thing with vitamin C. Avoid the powdered vitamin C, buffered or ascorbic acid if you have diarrhea, but you can do liposomal, right? See? And vitamin B12, my feeling about B12 is that anytime B12 is embedded in a supplement for most people, especially anybody over the age of 30, where the stomach acid and the intrinsic factor tends to go down, you're not going to absorb it. People say, oh, I'm taking plenty of B12. It's in my multi. It's in my B complex. You need to take B12 either sublingually under the tongue. And the best is a lozenge, because when it's liquid, it doesn't stay under your tongue long enough. So you have to really hold it there. So that's good, but make sure that you're not swallowing too soon, because otherwise you're just swallowing it and it's going through the digestive tract. So what we're trying to do with the B12 is bypass the digestive tract, because what happens with B12, there's a chemical called intrinsic factor that it gets produced in your stomach. And if you've got stomach problems, if you've ever had ulcers or gastritis, or you have had any kind of surgery on your stomach, or you tend to have low stomach acid, likely you're not making enough intrinsic factor. If you have an autoimmune disease of any kind, there's a possibility that you also have antibodies to your intrinsic factor. So we want to bypass that and get B12 into the system, right? So, and then what happens is it latches on to the B12 and it carries it, it protects it all through the digestive tract until it comes to the end of the small intestine, right by the ileocecal valve. And that's where it gets absorbed into the system. And it'll only get absorbed that way if it's attached to intrinsic factor. So if you've got B12 that's floating around on its own, if it makes it down that far, it won't get absorbed unless it's attached to intrinsic factor. So it's a complex digestion process, which tends to fail as we get older, which is why a large percentage of the population has B12 deficiencies, whether they're vegan or vegetarian or animal eaters. All across the board, there's a very high percentage of people with B12 deficiencies that gets corrected when you take the proper format of the B12. So B12 sublingual drops under the tongue or a little tablet lozenge. There's a lozenge from Perk that is a hydroxy B12 2000. I've actually had in my own family great results with that. My son, who had a B12 deficiency documented on his MMA test and was having some symptoms, some paresthesias in his feet when he was in his teens, we did a patch at first, and I'll tell you about the patches in a minute, and that worked phenomenally, but he cut his hair short and didn't want to wear the patch anymore, and we switched him to the lozenges, and it works, and he finally is on the road of just taking it because he's obviously got some impairment in his ability to absorb it. And he is vegan since birth. What he found was that he would stop taking it. You know, he's a college kid, right? He just, you know, I don't have time for this stuff. And he'd start to get little tinglies in his toes and he'd know, right? Or he'd start to just feel a little depressed and he'd know, oh, I better start my B12 again. So he's figured out right now that he needs to take it every 2 or 3 weeks. He just has to take a 2000 IU microgram caps of 2 grams under his tongue, takes it once every couple of weeks, and that's what keeps him steady, right? And for all of us, it's going to be like that. We don't need to be taking everything every day. C and the B vitamins, they're water soluble. We don't store. They'll just get flushed each day. So we have to play with that. But minerals, B12, and all the fat-soluble vitamins, we may be on a regime where all we need to take them is once a week. You see? So, and we're going to be learning how to look at our symptoms from that. Is this making sense? So B12, the other way, is a patch. The original patches had folic acid in it, synthetic folic acid, and it was cyanocobalamin. Even though all that, my 15-year-old took it and got tremendous results. I don't recommend it for those of us who have MTHFRs, and for those of us who are older and may have a more established deficiency, he was also eating tons of green leafy vegetables. So the folate didn't make as much of a difference being in folic acid form. But now he doesn't take that anymore. Now the ones that are out are methylcobalamin, and they have folinic acid or some sort of a natural folate in them, the ones that do have folate. But the patch is a great way because it bypasses the digestion. And I point here because it's a good place to put it, unless you have really short hair. But right, like he would put it right here behind his ear. His hair was long enough to cover it. And you put it on your belly. You can put it on, you know, your wrist. There's lots of places you could put it. That's just generally where I have people put it if they have hair to cover it. Okay, so before we jump in, I want to find out if there's any particular questions that anybody here or something you want to make sure that we cover before we leave this call. So is there anybody, just raise your hand like this or open your line? Yeah, Donna, unmute. I gotcha.
So as I was putting the stuff into the health tracker, I noticed that there's part of them that from when they switched it over, It's blank.
Okay, we'll look at that. That was supposed to have been fixed. Will you make a note of that, please, Angelica? And let's talk to Frances, because she sent me a note that said all of those had been fixed.
Especially like all the BFF.
BFF. What do you mean? The page with the the assessments, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we'll find that and we'll get that moved in. And even, you know, I'll do that on a break here. But Frances had said she'd done all that, so I'm not sure if maybe you're looking in the wrong place, or maybe you're looking at the old one or something. But we'll look. We'll figure that out.
Yeah, and there's nothing in the new one.
Okay, that's interesting. All right, Angela, if you could take a look at hers while we're speaking, that would be great. And then we'll see what, and then we'll report it back to Frances, because she, I know I looked in Jay's, Paula's, Diana's, you know, I looked at people who'd been around for a while and looked to see if yours was there. And she even added extra columns that you can put, like you saw that, right? So she may have just, you know, missed you somehow. We'll make sure we do that. Okay. Any other things that we want to make sure we cover today? Like any burning questions you have about nutrients? And yeah, Rich.
What about the essential oils with regards to preventative action? I remember one time you had a particular essential oil that you said once you got a little tickle or you were feeling you were coming down with something.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Those are, you know, all that stuff applies. I was just talking specific nutrients because that's what this is about. But yeah, oregano oil. There's something called Thieves from Young Living. There's something called On Guard from doTERRA. And I just carry those all the time when I travel. And if I start to feel anything, that's part of it too. I just stick a little of that in my water. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. There's tons of that. And I think in the vital community, there are a couple of different presentations that we did on essential oils. Yeah. So you can review those. All right. Anybody else?
Yeah, I've got a question.
Yes, go ahead, Jay.
So I don't know if you're going to get to this later, but one thing that I've been having trouble finding is a 400 micrograms of folinic acid.
Okay, what have you seen? Something higher, lower?
Yeah, 800 seems to be the standard one, and it's in a capsule. Lisa thinks that's too much. We're kind of getting into the weeds on my stuff now, and she too much. So
yeah, so
I was thinking, so far all I have is 800. I just kind of take it every other day. So
I was going to suggest either take it every other day or you take half out, you know, mix it in something and take it and then take the other half the next day, or get a couple of extra safe capsules from something else, or buy some capsules. They're really cheap, and then just pour half into another capsule and take it the next day.
Yeah. I tried taking them apart, but I couldn't.
They're hard to do. Okay. Yeah, so
I think dissolving one in my mouth and it's pretty bitter. So
yeah, for now, take it every other day. I think that we need to look at how long it lasts for, though. You know what I mean? Like it does for a B12, you can do that. You can take it every other day or whatever larger doses. D, I'm going to just check into the, because it is a water soluble, and with like the B1, 2, 3, you can't do that. It just doesn't work that way, right? So you may have to just have, you know, I don't know how to. They're capsules, so they don't break apart easily?
No.
What about liquid? Have you looked for liquid or powder?
Yeah, I could look. Yeah, I hadn't looked for a liquid. I've tried looking for powder, but
yeah,
powder would be great.
Yeah, but if it's so bitter, yeah. But look for a liquid or powder. Liquid, there's a company in Europe. I think it's London, England somewhere, and it's called Metabolics. And they have lots, and they're not that pricey for shipping overseas. And they have everything you want to come up with is in a liquid. The other way to look for is a patch. There's a thing called Patch MD, and I'm not sure what all they carry, but I know they have CoQ10 and they have a whole lot of different nutrients in patches. Now, for some folks like Paul is, you know, sensitive to the latex or whatever they use. It may not be latex, but sensitive to the adhesives. But if not, that's a great way to go, because you can get some really good results with the topical. So those are things to look for. But I'm not sure about the, you know, if you can open it and cut it in half, you don't want to take the bitter part. You may have to just bite the bullet and throw half away or something like that. Because you can't cut
it. Yeah, I can probably cut it with a knife. I haven't tried that.
Cut it with a knife, yeah.
That's what I need to start with.
Yeah, they are, right? Yeah, I know. Yeah. So yeah, I don't know of a particular one, but check out this Metabolics. They may have Okay?
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, great. Anybody else? Okay, what brand of ionic zinc would you recommend ahead? Okay, so I'm going to talk about this one because the trace minerals ionic zinc tends to cause nausea in, I would say, 95% of the people who try it. I had one person who said, no, I didn't get the problem. And then she said, wait a minute. She says, I've been feeling nauseous every day for the last week, and I've been taking my zinc with other stuff, and I didn't associate it. I thought it was something in my smoothie. And then she stopped the zinc, and she stopped getting nauseous. So it's a very strong something about it. So I don't recommend the trace minerals. Their other stuff is good. I've never had a problem with like their magnesium or anything, but there must be something in the zinc. And theirs is from the Great Salt Lake. Maybe there's some other things, or maybe it's just the concentration. But the ones that I've not had, what's that, Donna? Is she holding up? Oh, okay.
She and I are just trying to troubleshoot her tracker. Don't mind us.
Okay, we'll go. The ones that I've, you know, seen people have good results with: Good State, Premier Research Labs, Metagenics has one, Thorne has one, and Biotics Research have one. And, you know, we don't always know which one's going to work the best for us, right? So I sometimes recommend doing one, seeing how you go. If some of the symptoms, and we'll look at the charts with the symptoms of the zinc, start to fade, then, oh, great, right? Then that one's working, stick with it. If not, try another one, and then we'll redo the lab, and oftentimes the alkaline phosphatase in the lab will show us. Can you not get enough with pumpkin seeds? Great question. Yeah, for daily consumption, yes, but pumpkin seeds aren't like Brazil nuts in that like one Brazil nut gives you your daily requirement. You have to have quite a lot of pumpkin seed to get there, and you have to be consistent with it. So you can get it dietarily, and we'll look at the chronometer, and we'll talk about it from there. But if you're trying to replenish from a deficiency, right, a deficiency that's showing up, I don't think you can. Whereas with selenium deficiency and Brazil nuts, sure, just eat four of them and you can replenish your Brazil nut thing. I tried to do that once and I'm like, I can't eat a half a cup of pumpkin seeds every day. I just, you know, first of all, it's a lot of calories. It's a lot of big percentage of your calories. And for the zinc and a few other things it has, it's not as broad. So that's the reason for that. Think zinc sulfate. I don't know what Vim Energy is, so I've never used them, so I can't say what their product, but zinc sulfate is what is in Premier Research Labs, and I believe that that's what's in the Good State, and I believe it's what's in all of those is actually zinc sulfate. And zinc, the cool thing about zinc is some of them you can actually use as a taster. So Body Bio is another one you can use. Body Bio has a kit that you can get, and we'll show you where I talk about it on our site, but it's a kit you can get to test some of your minerals, right? And it's a taste test. Premier Research Lab and Metagenics and Thorne sell theirs as a zinc tally or zinc assay. Theirs tend to be lower concentration, so they don't make you nauseous, but you also have to take more to get, like, you know, I think you have to, if I want you on 30 milligrams, say, of zinc because of a deficiency, that would be 3 teaspoons of the Premier. So it gets costly with that. So I find that the Good State's a little bit better of a price performer with that. And Lynn Rose says, I have the Body Bio set. Yeah, and I'll show you that. I'm going to make a note to see if we can have move the kit video to the nutrient page. And I'll show you what we have. And I'll show you where we have a video that talks in more detail about this and actually shows demonstration that we did at SIV 1 year. Okay. All right. Any other questions before? Go ahead, Diana.
Unmute. There we go. I have so many tonics and tinctures, and I've listed them, but I don't really know how to assign any nutrient values to them. So
right, because you made them, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I made them. Some of the ones I've been taking that I bought from Hawaii Farm, which are like the magnolia bark and pine pollen, but that I haven't got any of my own. So I'll have those I went ahead and listed for their label. But I wasn't quite sure. So someday I plan on just putting in all of the ingredients so you know what's in them. As far as the tonics go, the individual tinctures like cayenne, elderberry, they're just, you know, that ingredient. I do use the the correct formulas with ratios and weights when I actually measure things out. So I'm not doing the Simplers method. So these are as potent as anything that you could buy in the Hawaii farm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we can kind of guess. The way, you know, the concern with your stuff is, are you taking too much? Not, are you getting enough of something? But with all the tinctures and stuff, are you taking too much of something that may interfere with something else? That would be my main concern with you, with your homegrown stuff. Your homegrown stuff is great. It's going to be better quality than anything you're going to get on the market. But again, you don't have a gazillion dollars to go assay them at a lab. So that, you know.
I've tried looking to do that and I wasn't really able. I kind of hit a brick wall trying to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Yeah. So the best you can do is know, I mean, even then, you know what raw material you started with.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if there's a way to guess it from the raw material you started with and how much dilution you made it go through. So you may be able to get a close approximation that way.
Yeah. Yeah. It's probably not ever going to work out real well for, I mean, maybe this, the single tinctures, but the tonics, I just don't see how we're going to really get nutrient values out of it. But other than just looking at the ingredients and saying, you know, at a maximum potency, you're probably getting plenty of that.
Like I said, my main concern with you is not that you're not getting enough, but that you are, you know, that you, there may be some interfering factors happening because this is high and this is high and they kind of counteract each other. That would be my only concern. There is a book that I'm looking here to see if I have it. It must be on my other shelf, but it's called Nutritional Herbology. It's a very old book. I got it 25 years ago. You can still find it on Amazon, probably in the used book section for $2.
But Nutritional
Herbology, you have it?
I might have it. Do you?
Yeah, look for it. It's a really good book to have because if you're thinking, oh, wow, I really need more zinc. What are some of my herbs that I can do, right? Because I have, and I'll show you where I have it on the site, there's a lot of spices, general spices that are good sources of zinc. Right. So when you start to focus on getting those foods into you, you can build up the amount that you're getting, right? So that if you have a deficiency, we want to correct the deficiency to get your symptoms to go away. But then once you've done that, let's just have a maintenance plan that just includes those nutrients in your foods and herbs on a regular basis. Does that make sense?
That's my whole plan. First, I had to move away from the crappy, cheap vitamins to the good quality ones, get everything back in balance, and then now I'm moving into replacing with food as much as possible.
Yeah, so we have these phases, right? Deficiency phase, you know, illness phase, where we're putting together a plan that's going to help you to overcome. Right. Once you've gotten to a plateau, then we want to figure out what's your maintenance. Now, everybody's maintenance is going to be a little different. Somebody with a double MTHFR, you know, homozygous MTHFR. I have a double heterozygous and I take B12 maybe once a month, you know, whenever I feel like my body's calling for it. And my MMA is always perfect and, you know, my symptoms are fine. So, but everybody's a little different, right? Somebody may have to take it every day. Somebody may have to take it every week. I was just looking at somebody, their nutritional thing, the genetic detoxification report, where it has all those things on the nutrients. And we kept looking at her and going, you've got to increase your zinc. You've got to increase your zinc. It's just coming up a little bit. And we look and, yeah, she's got a homozygous thing for zinc absorption, right? That's so, right.
So you're going to have less than 1% of the population's kind of SNP.
So, that has that SNP. So, right, you got to deal with it. But here's also the thing they found. Again, rat populations may not apply to humans, but still the idea. They took mama rat and they fed her a zinc deficient diet the whole time she was pregnant. She had offspring. The offspring were then measured and they had zinc deficiency, all signs and stuff. They fed that baby rat nutrient sufficient, zinc sufficient diet throughout her life and throughout her pregnancy, consistently measuring to make sure. And her babies were born with zinc deficiency.
Really?
Fed those babies zinc sufficient diet. The whole life, their babies were born. And it wasn't until the fourth generation that the babies were born with good zinc.
Wow.
So it's not just what you're doing. It's what mama did and grandma did. And I know my mama and my grandma both smoked when they were pregnant, right? They ate crap, like complete garbage, you know, white flour, garbagey food. that's all they ate, and bad oils, Crisco, and, you know, so I wasn't born nutrient replete. That on top of genes made me sick throughout my early life. The first 5 years, I was on antibiotics over and over again, and finally had my tonsils out at age 4.
Okay? Mine grew back.
I had a bad start, but I can still, but there's certain things I have to be careful of, and certain things I have to do throughout my life that somebody else may not have to. Right?
I'm in the same boat with you there.
Yeah, a lot of us are. A lot of us are, right? The people who have the perfect genes and had the perfect mama to give them the perfect upbringing aren't here because they're out there living a perfect life, feeling great, right? So we don't get those people in this program, right? We get a few here and there that say, I just want to optimize for life. But, you know, it's usually people who have had chronic health issues, right? So, and I would have chronic health issues if I wasn't, and I feel so lucky that I got really sick in my 20s and made changes in my 20s because I've had 35 years of living a healthy life. And I look at my siblings, right? Nothing disparaging about my siblings, but they're all overweight. Several of them are on hypertension medications. Several of them are on anti-anxiety medications, right? One that I know of has an autoimmune disease, ulcerative colitis. Another one has hemochromatosis, which not to his own, you know, it's a genetic, right? He has a double mutation for it, and he's keeping it under control, sort of. But that's what my family is, right? That's where I would be, right? What medications would I be on? In my 20s, I was already on ulcer medication, sinus medication, you know, steroids, frequent antibiotics, and now I'm on nothing. The only medication I've ever taken in the last 35 years was a couple of Advils when I broke my arm and had to have surgery. That was it, right? Right? So I think this stuff does work. We just have to optimize it for us. I find, you know, for a long time, I followed a, you know, raw foods vegan diet. But I was eating a lot of fruit and dates, and I had blood sugar that went up through the ceiling, right? I stopped that. I figured out my blood sugar stuff. I only eat the foods that keep me nice and steady, and now I don't have a problem with that anymore. Mm. Right? So it's just us figuring out for us, you know? I mean, nothing wrong with eating a high fruit diet. That works for a lot of people. It doesn't work for everybody, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We're moving into the food zone as much as possible. And fermented food because of the digestive issues until that gets fixed.
Fermented food. So I'll tell you a little experiment my husband and I did this week. He started it. He got the idea and I said, oh, okay. He says, I want to fast, but I don't really want to fast. So I'm just going to do a fast and the only foods I'm going to eat are fermented foods, sauerkrauts and kimchi and that kind of stuff and drink sauerkraut juice. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, that sounds interesting. So I said, all right, I'll do it too. So I didn't do it quite as extensively. I added olives and hemp seeds to mine, but for the most part, that's what we ate all week. We just ate sauerkraut and kimchi and drank kimchi juice and ate coconut yogurt. And, you know, it was a cleanse, right? It was just it was another way to cleanse, right?
Yeah, it rests the digestion. You don't have to work your body.
It doesn't have to work so hard, right? Just give it a break, right? But some people may not be able to do the volume like that. Right? You're sensitive. You couldn't do that volume. You're only doing a teaspoon of it. So we're all a little different. And the point of this today is to help you to identify where you can optimize for you. Make sense? Any more questions before I go? Let's see. People are talking about, is there anything in here important? Oh, Lynn put a link to Nutritional Herbology. Yeah, I love that book. It's a really great thing to have. A couple of people have the Body Bio. Lynn Lowe said, I thought you needed 4 Brazil nuts for daily requirement. No, you need 4 Brazil nuts if you have autoimmune Hashimoto's, because that studies all show 400 micrograms a day, right? If you have a problem with the conversion from T3 to T4, up to 4, but you figure out how many. 1 is all you need for your nutrient, your daily requirement. Now, if you take the 1 and PDR for nutritional supplements, I don't know that one. That's a cool one. Oh my gosh, look at that. So, and PDR for herbal medicine. So there's 2 good resources, PDR, that's physician's desk reference. Typically the PDR is all the drugs, like, and you can't buy the PDR. It's stupid because it's going to go away. It's going to change. Like, there's always a new drug. So there, you can now access it online. I have PDRs that I bought in the past, big, thick books, and then they're obsolete in a year. So supplements and herbs. So those are cool references. There is one that I have. Let's see if it's here or it's over. I overflowed my cabinet here and I moved some of them to the other desk. But I have a really good one that's of nutrient. I'll show it to you on a break. Interactions, herb, nutrient, drug interactions. So it's a really nice one to have. If you're a practitioner, it's really nice to have for that. If you're not, and you're just doing it for yourself, you can also always just look things up. Okay. I'm just looking to see if there's anything else here.
Dr. Rita Marie, can I toss in a question to the thought here?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just wondering about chronometer. I like doing those tracking apps too, but is it as important to hit all of the micronutrient requirements 100% every day? Because also, we all know that our soil's depleted. So who's to say that the cucumber you ate has what chronometer says it does? How do you, I was wondering if we could address that.
I like to exceed them. Now, if they are fat soluble or minerals, I look at the average over a week. So you can get a report of the average over a week. But if they're water soluble, you should be exceeding them. You should be exceeding them. And if you're exceeding them and you still have symptoms on some of the charts I'm going to show you, then you need to be adding more foods that have them or supplementing.
Yeah, I was never able to hit, because I'm vegan too, I was never able to hit my zinc, my selenium, my vitamin E. Those seem to be hard.
Yeah, they're harder.
Consistently.
They're harder. So I'll show you how you can look into chronometer to see what foods you're currently eating have more. And then I'll show you some charts we put together to help you to add more if you find that you're deficient in a particular area. Ready? Yes? Okay. So this, we have 4 hours scheduled. We'll go, about an hour and a half, hour, 45 minutes. We'll take a break. I know, I'm superhuman for some reason. My bladder doesn't need to get relief very often, so I can go 7 hours. And so you guys have to remind me, hey, we need a break and we don't want to miss what you're saying. So it's different on the lab ones because, if you miss Susie's lab, right, it's okay. You've heard everybody else's to go to the bathroom. So, but on this, I want to make sure everybody's present. So, okay, we'll make sure. So just like do something like this and say, it's time for a break. All right, so let me go to share screen. And I decided I was going to have it all open on the screen, but I decided that I would rather show you how to find the page I'm going to. So you're going to, this is ERC Home. You know how to get that. Everybody knows how to get there. If you go down to Body Freedom Foundations and click Get Started, and then you go to the diet pillar here, you click Get Started. Right. So there's all sorts of great treasure troves in here. And we're going to go to Understanding and Optimizing Nutrients. Okay. So click Get Started. And then we're going to have vitamins, minerals, and then your supplements. And this hasn't gotten posted yet. We got to find out why that hasn't gotten posted yet. All right. So vitamins and minerals are the main ones. The Doctor's Supplement Store is a place where you can go and register with my code, and then you'll get free shipping on anything over $100 and 10% off on any. Well, this has to be edited. Okay, I'm going to make a note of this. Edit the nutrients page. It's actually, this code is, it's in every week's newsletter. Edit nutrient page with new code. So you have a new code that instead of just your first order, we arranged it. So people in ERC, it's like, I think it's RL1511 energy. And you put that in and you'll get 10% off all your orders. Okay. So if we go to vitamins, okay, you get to watch an overview of strategies for enhancing vitamin intake. Let's see.
Hello and welcome to our topic for today.
It's about 40 minutes long. Okay. You get to download the transcript if you prefer that. You got the slides, you've got the printer friendly, et cetera. But then we have this whole presentation on the food sources. And I'll just show, I think that's probably a little bit, it's only 15 minutes long. Okay. So if you hit the printer friendly slides, there are some charts in here, but I'm going to show you where you can find them. So you see here, we've got, this is just a picture of each one of these. And I've got the full chart that I pulled from World's Healthiest Foods. So you can go there and find it, but some of these are harder to find. So we just found them for you and pulled them up on the site. So you've got that. You've got talking about strategizing for optimizing your energy by balancing vitamins. So there's a bunch of videos that you can watch. Then there's the assessment stuff. And we talk about assessing your vitamin status. So here's what we give you. Assess your vitamin status. So here's a nutrient balance assessment that you can look, you can actually take and get a score in each of the nutrients. You can look at it in PDF if that's what you prefer, or you can actually do it online. If you haven't already done these, I think I'd asked you to do these before this call, but if you haven't, just go ahead and do these because it's going to give you a sense of, from a symptom standpoint, what it looks like. So here's a chart though, if you want to look. Vitamin A, some of the signs of imbalance. Your B vitamins, some of the signs of imbalance. Your B1, your B2, your B3. You've got pantothenic acid, B5, vitamin B6, B7, B9, B12. So all of these. Now, it doesn't mean if you have constipation, you have a B12 deficiency. It's accumulative. So when you do the nutrient assessment, you're going to get a score from 0 to 100. And the closer you are to 100, the worse you are. That means 100% of those symptoms of that particular nutrient imbalance you have, likely you're imbalanced in that. The beauty of it is you can take it over and over again, free of charge, as opposed to going to a lab and getting like the NutriVal test where you only want to do that like, you know, once when you're ready to do it and then maybe follow it up 6 months later. But the other thing I included on this chart is labs, right? So what are you going to see in terms of some of the labs that might be out of balance? Some of them there aren't any, but some of them there are, like vitamin B6. Some of these, when it says AST minus, it means that on your lab, your AST, alanine aminotransferase, alanine serine, I forget, I used to know them as SGOT and SGPT, they are going to be low. So if you have an AST and the range is 10 to 25 and yours is 8, it might be a B6 deficiency if combined with some of these other symptoms and maybe some of these other things that you find. So if it says plus, it means it's high, minus, it means it's low. The reason high iron can be related to B6 is that B6 is needed to take your iron and turn it into hemoglobin, like attach the irons and make hemoglobin. So if you have a low hemoglobin, here we see this, a low hemoglobin and a high iron, it means that perhaps the iron isn't getting utilized to make hemoglobin, because if you have plenty of iron, you should have plenty of hemoglobin. So this is what we're looking at. So you can get a sense of this. So you can just print this chart out and mark this up as well. But we've created a form that you can fill out and do. You see? So this is what I recommend that you do. Print this out and have it handy. Because if you find that there's numbers, here's what I'd say. Go ahead and do the assessment. Get your numbers for each. Print this nutrient assessment chart out and then put your numbers on here. On anything that is a high priority, like a high number, then you're going to look at these symptoms. Then we're going to show you where to look for the foods and then supplement. But then I want you to periodically go, oh yeah, my acne is getting better, right? Or I'm not losing as much hair, right? So this is a way for you to kind of monitor yourself. Does this make sense? Is this useful? Anybody find this useful? Yes? Yes? Okay. Again, the reason I do this, people say to me, like colleagues of mine, why do you teach people all this stuff? Like, just tell them what to do. Just tell them how to correct their deficiencies. They don't need to know this. And my feeling is, yes, you do, because I want to empower you for the rest of your life to be able to take charge of your health, because there's not a lot of practitioners out there. If suddenly you develop some kind of symptoms situation that know this stuff, and if you have access to being able to take charge of your own health, then you're going to be ensuring that your health is not going to get compromised later in life. Does this make sense? Does this make sense? Does anybody disagree? Anybody agree? Yeah? Yeah? Okay. So then, you know, you rank your vitamin imbalances, so you can use the results and you can make a list in the order. You know, I recommend you print off that assessment chart and put those numbers and then put a number next to them. This is my number one. This is my number two. Sometimes when you address one imbalance, another one gets better because they have similar foods that correct them and they have similar routes of absorption. So if you're fixing your gut, for example. So then you can go to the foods to correct the imbalances. So you click here, you download this, and I've got 14 pages, and we got all this from whfoods.com. You can always go there and find additional information, and it's a great site, and they have a great book. So there's vitamin A. So sweet potato, serving size, how many calories are in that serving, how much vitamin A per serving. But these are actually, this is beta carotene. Well, this is a unique one, and I'm going to mention in a minute. Nutrient density, excellent. You know, it's their rating system. So you can go here and you can add these foods if you're low in beta carotene or vitamin A. Here's the problem with for a lot of folks. They have a SNP in their genetics that makes them inefficient at converting beta carotene food form into A. If that's the case, we're going to need to look at supplementation of that with whole vitamin A, just because there's something out of balance in the body. But these are great sources of beta carotene. If you're eating a whole foods diet rich in plants, it's hard to be deficient in beta carotene. Here's vitamin B1. You know, you may not know, maybe you don't eat sunflower seeds and you don't realize that you've got, you know, in a quarter cup of sunflower seeds give you 43% of your B1 requirement for the day. And it may be just a matter of adding maybe an eighth of a cup to what you're doing to meet your needs as you go through some of the stuff on the chronometer. And I'm going to leave this chart open. So we have this for all of your nutrients. And you can go, oh, I've never really known. I like asparagus. I don't eat it very often. Maybe I can eat it more often and get more riboflavin. Okay, so these go all the way down. Okay, all of these are all your vitamins. If we go back here, take supplements if needed, right? So we're going to see how you're doing. This is a good place to look at the chronometer. So there's a whole section on using supplements and choosing the best kind and liquids versus powders, capsules, tablets. There's a whole section on that. Okay, so then it's track and analyze, right? Let's see what you're actually doing. So we're going to go to my chronometer app. Here's a click to download and get signed up if you don't already have it. I'm not sure, maybe that works if I just click it. I don't know, make it me into my account. Yeah, it does. Okay. Fasting is here. Chronometer Gold subscribers now have access to our new fasting feature. I wonder what that is. I'll have to look at that. Fasting feature. So if I go into Chronometer, now I haven't been really keeping track very much, but I have some foods in here. Let's see. I start to say fasting, where's my fasting with food? Where's my specialty ones? Okay, maybe I'm not logged in properly. All right, let me make sure I'm logged in. Signed in as Rita Marie, currently viewing. Okay, let me just show you a couple of my recipes, clients, foods. So here's some of my customs. So I'm just going to pick out a day in the life of my, I'll take day one just because. So this is a whole menu. And this has all the foods that I put in for day one of the fasting with food. So we'll pretend that this is what I just ate. And I want to look through this. Now, you can see that this is only 1,000 calories because it was a reduced calorie. But we can look to see how am I doing in certain stuff. I'm shocked that it says fiber is 45 grams. Yes, a good amount of fiber. We can look through this. Let's look at some of the micronutrients. Let's look at the vitamins. Okay, so we look at these and we go, wow, I'm only 71% of my thiamine. Well, I'm not surprised because I'm eating half the calories I should, right? And we told you that this is a reduced nutrient value too. So I can look at this and I can just hover it. Okay. Oh, it doesn't do it for this. It only does it for, doesn't do it for a saved one. So let me go back here into my regular account. And I'm going to, today's the 7th. Let's add a food. Let's say I just had a savory green smoothie. Now that's, whoops. Where's my, that's really weird. My custom foods aren't showing.
Put on favorites. See favorites.
Okay, wait. Oh, wait. Oh, I see.
Go to food and then favorites.
Okay. Oh, it's on supplements. Maybe. No wonder. Thank you. Or all. Thank you. I was on supplements. Now you can see across the top, you have all. And your favorites will be the stuff that you've been doing a lot of. Common foods, you know, supplements. You can find all kinds of supplements in here. I haven't found any supplements yet that were not there. So if you're taking specific good brands of supplements, you'll find them there. And then they have it by brands, restaurants, custom, and Ricola. So if I could just go to custom, oh, there we go. So you just go to the custom field. So I've got two of them in there, but I'm going to put a custom green smoothie and I'm going to have a full recipe. And now that's part of my menu. So I'm going to add another food. And I'm going to go to, for lunch, I'm going to have Thai green soup. And I can separate these into breakfast, lunch, dinner, but I'm not going to do that right now. Well, if I just click lunch and then I go add food, I can add, I'll have some taco meat. I wonder if you can do multiples. No. So I can add taco meat. Be nice if you could add it. I'm going to add cashew yogurt, and I'm going to add green salad. What do I have? Green, what did I have? I had a big salad. Let me just type in salad. Yeah, big salad. Okay, so you can see right now I've got some foods in here, and I want to see where I'm at right now. And see how it has the targets, and it has green if you've met or exceeded your target. So you could scan down and go, ooh, I don't have enough niacin yet. What could I eat more of that has niacin? Or you can go back to my chart and look for what can you. So I could eat, let's see, what has a lot of niacin? I need, it's 1.3, so more of the Thai green soup. Another serving of big salad. Okay, so let's add another big salad on dinner. And I'm going to add food, and I'm going to say salad. Now I'm going to look to see what happened with my, now I'm fine, I'm there. Do you see how that worked? So you can almost keep track of it throughout your day after lunch and go, oops, I'm really low. Now B12, you're not going to get in these foods because, you know, it's not in there. You'd be taking a supplement for your B12. It would be in meat and other things. It's way high in folate because it's tons of green leafies. Where else am I low? Calcium. I go, oh, I want to have something with more calcium. I'm about, now this target to me is high. I don't even think we need to have that. The reason that we're shooting for such a high calcium is because of the standard American diet. Women are depleting calcium, but on my diet, I don't think. But if I wanted to, say I wanted to add some more calcium, the thing that has the most is the big salad, but also the savory green smoothie. So maybe I can have another serving of the great savory green smoothie with my salad for dinner. And this is just looking at what I ate. I could just go to my list and go, let's just say kale. Let's just add kale to my dinner. Let's go to all. Kale. Let me just say I'm going to have some steamed kale. And this is, I'm going to have 2 cups of steamed kale. with my dinner. Now I'm going to look at my nutrients, and my calcium's at 98%. Pretty cool, right? It really jumped up. I could add, you know, I could add a cup and a quarter of kale, which when it's cooked, it's down to nothing. Or I could say, well, I'm going to do kale with some arugula. Let me add some arugula. And I'm just guessing because I know these things are high in these nutrients. I'll add a cup of arugula to my salad. Now I go down and I'm good, right? So I'm looking for anything else that's orange. Selenium is really close. What am I going to add, guys? Let's just add a Brazil nut to my salad. Add food, Brazil nut. Brazil nut, live Brazil nut. I'm going to add 1/6 of that. So I don't know if I can do this. 1/6. Yeah. 1/6 of the serving because it's saying 6. All right. So now we should be fine on my selenium. Whoops, that didn't count. That didn't, something wrong in that. Let's go here. Let's go to add food. I don't know that was really a full Brazil nut. Brazil nut.
I think it wants it in decimal form.
Oh, Brazil nuts, salted, organic Brazil nuts, co-op Brazil nuts. Oh, here, let's just do Brazil nuts unsalted, one each. Here we go. All right, so one Brazil nut, and now we're good. All right, sodium. Oh, I'm high in sodium, right? Maybe I need to cut my sodium somewhere, right? So this is giving me all sorts of great stuff. Now, this is just on an 1,100-calorie diet that I was able to meet these needs by looking things up. Now, if you didn't know that, you know, certain foods are high in certain things, you would just go here and say, oh, I need more vitamin B2. What are some of the things? Or B1. I need more vitamin B1. Well, maybe I'll just add 1/8 of a cup of sunflower seeds sprinkled on my salad. Maybe I'll just add some asparagus to my dinner, right? And that will raise it up. Can you see the value of this? Right? And you're not going to do this every day for the rest of your life, but you just do this for a few target days. Put in your normal breakfast and lunch. I mean, try this, breakfast and lunch, or if you don't eat breakfast, just lunch. And then go through and say, okay, what can I make for dinner that's going to get me up to my, it's like a game, right? What can I have for dinner that's going to get me over the top on these things? And you just start playing with it. And you can actually create your meal plan before you eat it and then go eat it. Does that make sense? And even here on this very, on this low calorie diet, we're at 61 grams of protein, which is, you know, it's plenty of protein. Some of the specific amino acids may show a little bit low. If you're finding that you're consistently low in some of the amino acids that you need, a scoop of protein powder. So if I added, let's add to my breakfast, to my smoothie, let's just say I'm going to add protein powder. Let's go to supplements, protein powder. Okay. So Sun Warrior protein blend. I'm just going to add 1 serving of that to my smoothie. What does that do to my protein? Oops. That's weird. It didn't change it at all. Maybe, oh, 1 gram. Okay. Let's change that to 1 packet. Packets usually. What? Okay, let's see if that does it. Oh, let's pick a different one. That doesn't seem right. Let's delete that one. Delete. Yes, let's just see. We'll add a food. I'm going to add a, here's one. Green Smoothie Girl Superfood Protein Meal. I've had this one. 1 serving is 1 scoop. Add it. Okay. Now let's see. What it might mean is they don't have all those. Yeah, it put it up there. But it, you know what? They probably don't have all these. Likely they don't have all of the values for all the amino acids in the foods because with that much protein, all of these should be more than met. So it's likely that that there's some issue. So I wouldn't worry about all the individual amino acids if you're meaning the aminos. But you saw how much that shot it up. It shot it up. a lot by just adding that one scoop of, you know, 90 calories worth. Right. So
quick question for you.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've been using this off and on. And so I kind of thought, well, gee, it would make sense to put, if you're kind of on a vitamin, you're on a supplement regimen, why not put your supplements you're on first and then see what that looks like before you start eating food? I know ideally you want to do it the other way around. And the trouble I have is that not all the supplements that I take are really under, you can't find them. So that leads me, and I'm taking the same ones every day, and it's really tedious to put in, you know, 6, 7, 10 different.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to recommend.
Supplements. So I was wondering if there's a feature where you can custom build.
Yes, you can. You can custom build a recipe. You can make your supplements if you're taking the same ones every day. A recipe. I don't recommend what you first said, just because we want to get it from food first and then
have
the supplements, right? But what you can do is foods, custom recipe, add recipe. And then you say, Jay's supplements. And then you go and you do the add ingredients, right? So you can go to supplements and you can say, I'm just going to throw some in. Seeking Health Hydroxy B12, add. Let's see what else. Add ingredient. We're going to say you're also taking CoQ. I'm just throwing it in there. It's
just, yeah, it's brand, you know, unfortunately it's kind of brand oriented.
It is brand oriented. And if the brand that you're taking isn't in there, then find something close. Like if it's an individual nutrient, find something close.
Yeah, that's
right. Yeah. All the major ones are in here, like Seeking Health and Premier and Thorn. All of those are in there. Right. So if you're taking something, find something that's close. But then you have this thing. And then every day you just go into your diary and you just take it. Maybe you have certain supplements you take at breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and you can spread them out. And you can just say Jay's breakfast, early morning, Jay's midday. And then you have it in there. And then when I go to add a food here, I just go to Jay. I didn't put it in a category, so it's Jay's. Maybe Jay wasn't a good one because
too many other D's.
It's apparently, where'd it go? Oh, let me go to all. All right. I'll go to custom because I added it there. Jay, you're the only one in my Jay. Where did it go? Did I not save it? I may not have saved it.
Okay, well, I got you.
Right, but you get the idea, right? So if you are taking supplements, I highly recommend you just create them as a custom menu. If you have a group that you take in the morning and then in the afternoon and then the evening, create them as, you know, Heather's breakfast supplements, Heather's lunch supplements, Heather's dinner, and then you just add them each day to that. And if you skip one day, you know, so sometimes we don't, that's a good reason to separate it. Sometimes you go, whoops, I went to bed and I forgot to take my supplements. Then you'll see what the difference it makes in your daily requirements, right?
So adding the food, you might want to add a food again and show people how to mark it as a favorite.
Okay.
And
so
I can help.
Tell me how to do that. So if I add a food.
Yeah, just pick anything.
Okay, I'm going to do nut sour cream. That's one of my favorite. Where do you set mark it as a favorite?
You see where it says nut sour cream down below there?
Oh, the star. Is that how you do it?
So that'll make it a favorite.
That makes it a favorite.
That took me a long time to figure out.
Thank you. I didn't know that.
There's no instructions with this thing.
There is not a lot of it. It took me a while. So here you go, daily diary group. So you can just choose that it goes to breakfast, lunch. So I want to put it in dinner.
Yeah, and I never noticed that one before. So you just showed me something
new. And you add that. And then there's also biometrics. So if I want to go in there. And again, this is only in the gold, but look at all these things that you could be keeping track of. If you've got a blood pressure issue, you can keep track of your blood pressure.
That's kind of a nuisance because you have to put them in separately and it gives you a separate graph for systolic and diastolic. They're not all in the same.
All right. That's not good. But on the other hand, you know, if you are somebody who has, a normal systolic, but high diastolic, you get to trend it, but yeah, it's that's kind of dumb. But look at all these things, like, you know, whenever you get your cholesterol tested. I mean, those aren't things you're going to test every day. So it's kind of, you know, but the ketones, how much are you sleeping, right? Hours? 8.3. Bad. And where you want to put it? You want to put it in your biomarkers, right? And if you're adding a supplement, so say you add vitamin C. Oops, I'm not in custom. You have to make sure you're in all if you're just looking. But in supplements, I go vitamin C. And let's just say I take Mercola vitamin C. I take 2 capsules. Oops, let me go back and add food. Let's just say B12. And I go to all kinds of brands. You can see, right? Seeking Health Hydroxy B12. When I go over here, I just say, put it in my supplements. And there you go. I don't know if you can edit them for that. Like I had, I don't know if you can edit any of it. Like say this, my this, can I edit it or move it? I don't know if you can move it. Maybe. There you go. If you put it in the wrong place, just drag and drop it. So we're all learning this together. There's all kinds of features that we may not know. You can add your exercise, right? And I could say running. And where did that end up going?
It's actually kind of useful because it'll adjust the calories.
It'll adjust the calories. It'll say, yeah, you just burned that much. Now, I could put that in a biomarker, but I don't know what other biometrics. No, I don't know where, if there's an exercise, like settings. If you go to settings, you can change your target. So say, you know, it calculates your target for protein at 75 grams, but you know you're a small, inactive person and you only need 50 grams, so you change it. Or say it calculates it at 50 and you're a bodybuilder and you need more than that. You could actually calculate your protein need if you know your lean body mass, and it's like 0.8 times your lean body mass, I think. It's something like that. I mean, they estimate it by taking your weight and then taking like 0.8 your weight, but it's actually 0.8. It's supposed to be your body mass. So your numbers are actually a little higher, but you'd say it's 0.8 times my weight. So say I weigh 100 pounds, 0.8 is 80. No, that's not it. So let me think. I got to remember the formula. It's probably on the protein page. I can't remember the exact formula, but you can calculate it. But like here, it says select your carbs. Let me see if it has something with nutrient targets. So here's where you could change your nutrient targets. Here's where I can put my current weight, my weight goal, maintain weight. I don't know. There's all sorts of things that I kind of found, like where you can set those, what's this fasting? New feature.
Yes.
Schedule and see fasting periods reflected in your charts. Oh, cool. Click enable fasting. Oh, I'll do it. Whatever. Fasting schedule. You're not currently fasting. Yes, I am. I haven't eaten yet today. Scheduled fasting. So we'll have to play with that. I'll let you know what that's all about. You can show calories, timestamps.
You put all that food in. You're not fasting.
Oh, right. Right. That's why they're saying it. They're not in my body. They're going, honey, you're deceptive if you think you're fat. Ah, here, group names. So I have biomarkers. I put breakfast because every now and then if I'm traveling, I will eat breakfast, but generally I don't. Lunch, dinner, I don't eat snacks, but you know how it goes. You're at a wedding or whatever. You're at somebody's house and you do eat a snack someday. So I put it in their supplements. Let's see. This could be exercise. Right. And then we can, you can choose what nutrients you want and what balances you want to see. I want to see omega-3-6. So now I can go back to my diary and now I can add, did I not save it? Add food? No. Yeah, no, I didn't save it. Clearly, I didn't save it. So that other place where I went to settings, display, I guess that must be a way I have to save it. No, I said, now I have to check it. So that's what I didn't do. I didn't check it. So you can add whatever you want to be watching. And then you can go back and go back to diary. And now it has my exercise and I can take that running and move it here. So it's an awesome way for you to keep track of what you're doing, meet your goals, and especially to be able to share this kind of stuff with your coach.
So I want to show you something else.
Oh, yay. Okay.
So you see the row that says add food, add exercise, mm-hmm. add note. And then off to the right, there's three little dots.
Yep.
See where it says mark day complete? You can copy a previous day, but yeah, it's easy to overlook those three little dots, and marking a day complete, you know, once you're done with it, that helps you when you want to go print out a report, because it'll ask you whether you want to include, it'll skip days that you haven't marked complete. So yeah. You'll go, gee, my nutrition is super deficient. What's going wrong here? Oh, well, you didn't complete
that day. Or if I was just playing like this, I wouldn't want to put that into my report. That's a great tool. The other thing is copy previous day. So if you eat a lot of the same stuff every day, you can copy it and then you can just go in and make the adjustments, and it's a lot less input for you each time. So I think they've really made it easy for us to use it. I think years ago, they didn't have as many of our weird foods. Now, I mean, every flavor of Coco Yo's in there, K-Vita is in there. I mean, I find these things and I go, I wonder if it's in there, and it's there. So they're really keeping up with it. And the supplements, I'm thinking, well, they probably just have GNC and some of those things. And I have Seeking Health and Premier, and they have all the brands that I like. So I think it's an exciting tool to help you get a real handle on your activity levels, your diet, your nutrient intake. And it's a great thing to share. I set it up as a practitioner one. But they only let me have 5 people in there. So if I'm going to meet with somebody, I can add them as a client and I can be able to see your stuff. And then if I reach my 5, I can just bump you out till the next time I talk to you and bump somebody else in and be able to go in and do that. But the other thing that you can do with share, let me go into my gold one. I'm in my pro right now. So if I go in here, and I want to go sharing. You see, so you go to settings, sharing. So a bunch of people marked me and said, hey, I want to share with you. What that means is they'll get to see my custom foods and you'll get to see, I'll get to see theirs. So I have a bunch of custom foods in there that I didn't put in there, that maybe they're from Barbara or maybe they're from Kathy or Julie or some of these other folks. Right. So if you want to do this and share your stuff and share your custom stuff with me, I won't see your reports when we do it this way, but we will be able to share custom foods and you'll be able to get access to all the custom foods I put in there for this fasting with food thing. But then you won't get to see my private data. So just go here and say you want to add a friend and then just put in my email address. The email address I used for this is Rita Marie. DrRitaMarie.com. And if you want to share my recipes and you want to share yours with me, go ahead and do that. All right. What I would recommend that you do, though, is when you put your custom recipes in, somehow mark it with, so I know whose it is. Because I'm looking in there going, oh, I wonder whose recipe that is. And I'll put RL on the end of mine when I'll have to go back and edit them, but I'll put RL in there and you can put your initials or something. That way I'll know, right? So it'll say nut cheese, H, you know, whatever. Nut cheese, AM, nut cheese, JG, you know? So that way we know I can tell it's not mine. Does that make sense? And if you're sharing with a bunch of people, you'll be able to tell whose recipes are who.
So do we need to give you our emails?
No. We tested that because I'm like, somebody was asking that on the practitioner call. And I'm like, I don't have the time to sit and put your number, your stuff in there. I don't have time to put your emails in there. But I could come in here and go, once you send it to me, I have to accept. So it would show here. Like I put her out there, but go ahead and do it right now, Jay, just send it to me if you want. And then it'll show up here and I'll just have to say action, accept. So I don't mind going in, you know, once a day and going, okay, did anybody, okay, accept, accept. Who's that? I don't know who that person is. I'm not going to accept. But that's easy. But if I have to go in and do the requests, that I can't do. I just don't have the time for that. So, okay. So I'm happy to share my stuff with you guys and get your stuff shared with me. Any questions on that? Has this been helpful to look at? Yeah, Rich, go for it.
Do we have to get the gold level in order to do this as well?
Yeah, you got to get the gold, $35 a year.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not a big investment, right? I pay for the practitioner when I pay $12.95 a month. So that adds up. If I wanted to go to a larger number of people so I didn't have to swap people in and out, I'd have to pay $100 a month, which adds up, right? That's about $1,200 a year to just get this app. So I decided not to do that, but I got the five. I like it. And then I'll experiment with that. And I know that if I have a call coming up with Jay, that I'll say, okay, Jay, let me get you in there, share your chronometer stuff. We can look at it. And then, you know, if he's number five and I have to go to somebody else the next week, I'll just bump him out and then bump somebody else in and I can go back and forth. Okay. Okay. So it's probably a good time for a break right now. Before we break, before we break, let me just show you real quick because it's the same idea. And then we can move on to something else after this. So see how you have the nutrient pillars, vitamins. If we go backwards from here to this other page, it also has minerals. And it's the same sort of stuff, right? It's just some presentations to give you background, which I highly recommend. Actually, this one I didn't separate, so it's just one long presentation. You get your assessment done. You look at your chart, the mineral density food charts. You've got, you know, the supplementation guide is the same. The chronometer app is the same. The specific stuff about nutrients is the same. And then at the bottom for each of them, we have going deeper. So we have an iodine one. We have a magnesium one. We have zinc. So specific ones like you're going, oh, I want to know more about this because I have a problem with this one. Then you can watch it. And the same thing on the vitamins. I think we have like vitamin C and D at the bottom with more detail. Yeah, extras for going deeper. We have, this is a presentation, really good presentation that Dr. Craig Summers did at one of our SIVs. Then here's the vitamin C one, and then there's the D one. So there's more detailed one. What did I say? Keto move? The kit? Oh, the kit, the mineral kit. So for the deeper part, I think that's where I'll move. I'll have them put a copy of this thing that we have, the nutrient kit, because I don't think I have that on here. So if we go to, I'll show you where to find it and then we'll take a break. If I go to home and I go to Spring Into Vitality, and you guys should all have access to all the Spring Into Vitality videos from all 5 years that we did it. Some of you were there in person at some of them. And I believe it was assessments. 2016, we did assessments. And look at the videos. And there should have been a video. Okay, I think it might have been... Yeah, evaluating your nutrition and body systems. I'm going to have to find it, but one of these would have had the body bio kit that we did. So I'll figure out which one it is, and then we'll put it into, we'll put it on the right pages, anything it's that's from here.
There's
not
going to be a long day.
There we go. All right. I'll stop my share. I will stop the recording.
2017 was food as medicine, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think we did that kit there too. I think we've done that kit at several of them. So I'll look to find out what's there so you all have the resources there and don't have to go digging through there. All right. Anybody else have questions before we break? Lynn Lowe says, I'm constantly bragging about the wealth of knowledge you offer on your sites, Dr. RL. I am hoping some of my clients invest in your programs. Thank you. I wish I could totally focus, but we'll do what I can. Okay. Luckily, don't have clients yet this afternoon and told them to block me before 5. Good. All right. So thank you, guys, and we'll take a break. Let's see. It's 2:40 here. Let's take a break until 3 o'clock here, and then we'll have 2 hours left. So three, wherever you are on the top of the hour, come back. All right? See you soon.